Another technique is to do esophageal pacing, where one places a flexible catheter electrode through the nose into the esophagus and places it behind the heart, or has the patient swallow a pill electrode and one again advances either of these electrodes in the esophagus till it's behind the atrium. One records the atrial rhythm easily in this manner and then paces rapidly to restore sinus rhythm. Before one applies the pacing through the esophagus, one must be very sure that one doesn't pace the ventricles. So one should always introduce test pacing at slow rates, rates that could capture the ventricles but not make fibrillation, because when pacing to interrupt atrial flutter, one has to pace at rates generally in the range of 360 to 380 beats per minute. One certainly doesn't want to pace the ventricles at that rate. So a test pacing through the esophagus is important. In addition, when one paces through the esophagus, one has to remember that one has to pace with a very wide pulse width, usually 10 milliseconds, and a very high stimulus strength, usually 20 or 30 milliamps, in order to be able to capture the atria through the esophageal wall. So this technique does require a bit of extra sophistication, but nevertheless may be very helpful and very, very effective.